To the extent that it's possible, we're going to try to be heard. Working today in a
hostile environment.
Busy base medrash. The kol Torah is deafening. I don't know, is Rosh Hashiva giving shiur today? If he is, he'd probably give shiur back there. So I'd rather not have to move. So just to review, just to recap, to summarize the discussion from yesterday, we were dealing with the Gemara on Daf Chavzayin Amud Aleph, the case of the baby thrown from the rooftop, which is subsequently caught, not by a sword, but instead by a shor. Ba'shor v'kibel b'karna v'hargo. The Gemara tells us that the resolution to this case, the determination in this case, is going to be contingent on previous machlokas. Machlok between Rabbi Shmuel, Beno Shal B'Yochem and Broka, and the Rabbanon. Detanya v'nosan pidyon nafsho d'meiniza. That's the Shita of the Rabbanon, or as it might be called elsewhere, the Shita of the Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel Omer d'mei mazik. So Rabbi Nechananel comments on this sugya by saying the following. We saw that this is in direct contradistinction to Rashi's understanding of the same piece. L'Rabbanon, says Rabbi Nechananel, d'omri d'mei nizak chayev bal hashor b'kofer shaharei shor harag. Rabbi Nechananel says that if you're going to go with the school of thought that holds that kofer is d'mei nizak based, it's calculated based on d'mei nizak, in that case chayev bal hashor, the shore owner will be chayev in kofer because Sharei, Shor Harag, his Shor, and his property, that which is under his aegis, his responsibility, his instrument, caused the damage. Therefore, he is Chayev in Kofer. We'll have to explain that a little bit further. But factually, that is what Rabbi Nechananel says would be the Shita of the Rabbanon.
He's saying that Kofer applies to both the Nazik case and the Mazik case?
Kofer is a pasuk in the Torah.
Right.
Torah says that if you are the owner of a sharmuad and your shor causes the death of a person, you are technically chayiv misa. The shor is put to death. You are technically chayiv misa, but the Torah, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite mercy, allowed for the payment of kofer in lieu of death. Now the question is, how is that kofer calculated? How do we determine how much you have to pay? So that's machlokas. But both when we say demei nizak and demei mazik, those are branches, if you will, of the kofer ideal. That's given. Kofer is given. Okay, so how do you calculate it? What standard do you use to calculate kofer?
Right, but the Miri only mentions kofer in terms of the demei mazik.
So it's always better to look at one rishon, you know, sort of through the eyes of that rishon before you try to explain that rishon based on another rishon. It's not a good, it's a dangerous pursuit. So again,
I always live on the edge.
So. You like that, I know. So he says, according to the Rabbanon who hold the main nizak is the basis for calculating kofer, what's going to happen? Chayev bal hashor b'kofer, then the bal hashor will in fact be chayev. Will be chayev in the payment of kofer because his shor killed. But Rabbi Shmuel, but what about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel holds the mei mazik. That is to say that the mazik is chayev misa, really. He's chayev misa because he didn't watch his shor. It's like he killed himself. And they have a special dispensation. The Torah gave him special leniency. The Torah gave him that he could pay instead of being killed. Because he didn't kill actively b'yadayim, says the Rabbi Nechananel. So in this case, if a person's shor killed, we don't go as far as killing him. It reminds me sort of what the Ramban says about karbanos. that really a person's supposed to think of the Karban as being in lieu of himself. He's supposed to think about him being deserving of the end of the animal, the demise of the animal, the different procedures that are done to the animal to ready it for slaughter, and instead that the animal goes in his place. We know famously that the Rambam argued with that, but that's the sort of the Rambam's understanding of Karbanos. Rambam held that the Karbanos were something different. Rambam held that Karbanos were really not an ideal, and that Karbanos were sort of given to man to channel his emotions that he had that were innate towards ritualistic type of worship. He says that's why you have a temple, and that's why you have karbanos, and that's why you have service in the temple. All those things were a way of channeling man's natural desire to light fires, to deities, and to service the deities. Rambam, Maimonides, says this, whereas the Ramban had the other approach that I mentioned at the outset, which I said somewhat similar to what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. Namely, can you hear from down there?
No.
Why don't you move closer? Just come sit next to Daniel. I think you'll be a little closer. All right, leave it to your discretion. I'll leave it to your good judgment. The Rabbi Nachman is saying, listen, really, this guy is chayiv misa, but because he didn't do it by ma'aseh b'yadayim, I'm going to take your question 1 second. Don't get upset at me. Maybe that's just the Yetzer Hara. Do you ever think of that? The Rabbi Yechanal continued and says, V'hacha, according to this understanding, according to Rabbi Shmuel, afilu hu ba'atzmo b'chi ha'gav nolo ha'yim s'chayiv. If he would have done it himself, ma'aseh b'yadayim, he also wouldn't have been chayiv. Let's say he, not the shor, but the owner of the shor was there with his sayif, right? The rabbanon, the pligale, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, patrile. Because if you hold like the shita previously, meaning not Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, but the majority position, yipater. The kol shekein al shoro, and certainly that would be the case over here regarding shoro. So we have two cases, or two positions. Rabbi Shmuel, Ben-Beno, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Broka, and the unnamed position of the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Nachman says, if you're going to take the position of the Rabbanon, what are you going to say about this case? You're going to say, since it's the main Nizak, the Baal HaShor is Chayev Be-Kofer, because he, in fact, killed, meaning his shore killed, so therefore by extension he's held accountable. But if you hold the May Mazik, what do you have to say? You have to say you're going to be Pater. Because really, how do you understand Kofar? You understand Kofar that you killed, but instead of being killed, you pay money. Oh, but in this case, since it's your shore, it's not a Maisa Biadayim, the only thing you'd have to do is Kofar. But here, even had you done it Biadayim, you'd be Pater. Why would you be Pater? Because it's a two-part process over here. Someone else threw the baby off the roof, and all you did was damage the baby, kill the baby when it was already in jeopardy.
We don't kill the shore, do we, in this case?
Do you kill the shore in this case? Yeah, you kill the shore in this case. Shore Shenagach, that's the pasuk in the Torah.
So the how are you Pater from Kofar?
Two separate things. The shore has one punishment, and the owner has another separate punishment. The Gam Baal of Yumas.
Oh, can you sure. I think if you're putter in the Kofar, then you don't have to kill the shore, right? They don't go together. They should go together, right? Like, you should either have to pay Kofar and the shore dies, or
the shore doesn't die.
There's no Kofar pay.
Yeah.
So I think that's a proof, like that. And it's as if he really did. Just your putter.
You mean like this? You mean what would Rabbi Nachman say would be the outcome of the shore according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Benosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who holds that you go to a mazik?
Right.
So if you tell me that the guy is not chayev kofar, 1 second, please. You're not chayev kofar because
we're
because someone else threw the baby off, and therefore he's not chayev. You're right.
But I didn't know.
You're right. I think it makes sense.
The
show would also not be chayev mitzvah.
Then I think you are chayev.
Who's
you?
That's not Rabbi Chanan. Let's not. Let's not. Let's hold off on that. I'm just trying to say Rabbi Chanan first. Okay.
Could we ask Hirschman's question with Rashi too? Like, if
but I don't know about Rashi.
No, I'm saying if the knees on the
you guys are killing me with Rashi. Rabbi Chanan is more. It's difficult enough. Let's stick with Rabbi Chanan. All right. Is what?
He had to bring up the shore.
So, Rashi, we have an attempt to recap.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. So Rabbi Chananu, according to Rabbi...
What the sheet on the previous Amun that says...
Baruch Rabbi Kibla B'Sayev, Shnehem Tura.
That's right. That's the Rabbana, not Rabbi Yudah B'Mesera. Okay? Everyone's good now? So that's Rabbi Chananu, factually, Rabbi Chananu. Well, we pointed out that this is at odds with Rashi. Let's get to just the facts of Rashi on the table now, okay?
So...
You're going to ask me a question?
No, I'm going to rehash the facts of Rashi.
Can you read Rashi? Can you do
I
that?
I could definitely read Rashi.
All right, let's read Rashi. I'm just going to read Rashi.
Pukta de Rabbi Shmuel.
Are we done with Rabbi Shmuel?
No. No.
We're never done with it.
Not done. Okay.
Pukta de Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan. L'inyan Kofar. So there's a disagreement when it comes to the Inyane Kofar. The Rabbi Shmuel de Amar Kofar b'mazik Shaiminan.
Yeah.
Shaiminan wasn't what we were dealing with. What is
Shaiminan?
Oh, we assess.
Shaiminan?
Yeah.
What? Estimate, assess, measure the payment based
Kofar
on.
B'mazik. Okay, fine. So we assess by the mazik.
Okay.
Mishalim. Mishalim Kofar. Aval Rabbanan de Shaiminan de Nazik. Hay lo havile damim upater.
Shaiminan.
Shaiminan bin Nizak.
Nizak. Right.
Hay lo havile damim upater.
Lo havile damim upater. Now let's try to understand what's going on here. All right, now. Just to pass that on.
So just factually, Rashi's saying
factually
that the nizak, if you assess by the nizak, you're putter, and if you assess by the mazik, you're chayev kofar.
So talk it out.
So the reason why you're putter.
According to Rashi, if we're going to follow the shita of who.
If you're going to follow the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you assess according to the mazik, you're putter for kofar. You're chayev.
Let's go to Rabbanan. Let's stick with the Rabbanan. Let's keep it in order, okay?
Okay, fine.
So what did Rabbi Nachman say if you're going to go to Rabbanan?
That you're putter from the nizak. You assess by the nizak and you're putter.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. About the Rabbanan, Shaiminan bin Nizak.
The first, where's the Rechana? In my hand. The army, Dmei Nizak, Chayim.
But we're saying Rashi. We're not saying, you went back to Rabbeinu Chanan?
Yeah, I wanted you to contrast. Rabbeinu Chanan said, if you go like the Rabbanan who holds Dmei Nizak, you're Chayim. What does Rashi say about that very same?
Potter.
The Rabbanan Potter. Why?
Lo havilei damim.
Lo havilei damim. Lo havilei damim. Well, that's a good question. What does it mean? What does it mean? Literally means lo havilei damim. It has no monies. It has no worth. It has no worth.
It's referring to the baby.
Whatever is falling, yeah.
That means.
Don't have to forget what it means. I just wanted to get the facts down. What about the next case? The next possibility?
Okay, so the next possibility, according to Rabbeinu Chanano,
Is
that the mazik would be putter from kofar.
Meaning if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel,
right.
Says the main mazik, you putter, as we mentioned a moment ago.
Putter from kofar.
What does Rashi say? You putter.
Okay, fine.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says, no, you're chayiv.
Could you read it, please? Could
yes. L'inyan kofar, literally Shmuel, to amar kofar b'mazik, shayminan.
Good.
Mishalim kofar.
Shalim kofar. Why?
Why? Because
it?
No, it doesn't.
That's it?
No, yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's Rabbi Nachman. Why does he keep going in and out?
And he's got a...
Huh?
His internet's maybe a little...
Bad connection today?
You can remove
I can't hear what he says.
It freezes sometimes. So. Oh, it freezes. No,
he's fine.
Yeah.
So now we're going to start with Rashi and we'll work our way to Rabbeinu Chanan. All right? Let's try to get some of the facts out on the ground here. From Rashi, what's the rule, basically? What's the working rule over here from Rashi? What do you say?
That
again, you have two possibilities. Either you're going to go to Dmei Mazik, or you can go to Dmei Nizak. If you go with Dmei Mazik, you're Chayev. If you go with Dmei Nizak, if you go with Dmei Nizak, you're Potter. Why?
Because ain't
lo damim. Ain't lo damim.
Could that mean the baby's not worth anything?
What else would it mean?
Well, I'm saying, because it could mean the baby's not worth anything because he's already considered dead, or it could mean he's not worth anything on the slave market.
Because it's a baby?
Yeah.
No, that would mean if you killed the baby otherwise, you're not high.
It means if you killed the baby in the street.
Let's say you killed the baby in the street. That doesn't mean that. Definitely doesn't mean that. It might be worth less, but it's not worth nothing. Right? Okay, so I think yesterday when we approached this Rashi, I'm speaking for myself now. I know not everyone was in the same boat.
Just because it's Ein Lo Damim does that mean he's considered as a
Pizarro? Yesterday, I think a lot of us assumed Ein Lo Damim meant like it's nothing. Meaning you're entirely exempt because you did nothing. Right? Is that fair to say?
Well, he says the putt.
Yeah, you putt the. So I'm saying there's two ways to look at the Rashi. I was suggesting that what Rashi meant was, that's it. You killed something that was already essentially dead, and therefore, it's Ein Lo Damim, and therefore you're fully exempt. What Daniel and some of the other guys were suggesting is, no, maybe it doesn't mean that. What do you say it means?
Killed something, so you have to pay for it, but the thing has no value in it, so you don't pay it. You killed something. You're chayav to pay for the thing you killed.
That technically you are chayav. In other words, what Daniel wants to say is that Rashi's learning that both according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, you are. Can you imagine having to say that every time you call the guy? Every time you call him.
You say that though. Like you don't call him a.
It's true. It's true. Sort of rolls off the tongue, though.
This guy.
Rabbi Shmuel ben
Benosha,
Rabbi
Yochanan Broka.
Right. So. What they're saying is that Rashi really is learning that they all agree that in this case you're chayiv kofar. That is to say that whether you learn Dmei Nizak or you learn Dmei Mazik, you're chayiv kofar. One second. If you hold Dmei Mazik, so it's posh, you're going to pay. But if you learn that kofar is determined by the Dmei Nizak, it's not that you're not chayiv, it's that there's nothing to pay. You're technically chayiv. You're in the class of people that have to pay kofar. One second. You're in the class of people that have to pay kofar. But Ein Lo Damim. So since Ein Lo Damim, you don't have to pay. Now what does Ein Lo Damim mean? Does Ein Lo Damim mean the thing is totally worthless? Or does it mean something different? Or do I have to say, or is it something that is not a commodity?
Maybe at the moment.
It's not a bought and sold. It's not a commodity that could be construed as one that's bought and sold. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's worth less. Exactly. A baby in the air is not a commodity that could be, I can't put a price on it. Right?
No one's going to buy it.
Well, no, you can't acquire it. There's no way to make a kinyan. There's no way to have it as a property. There's no way to give it away. There's no way to buy it. No way to acquire it. What's the matter?
Is this because a baby is a human life and you can't acquire humans?
No,
that's not true because an eved you can.
Once it's thrown off the roof.
The point is that in flight now it's been so compromised. It's not that it's dead. We're not saying it's dead. We're just saying ain't lo damim. See, I wouldn't say that by a kli, though.
For
I wouldn't say that by a kli.
Could we use Hirschman's?
Because a kli still has. What's that?
Could
couldn't we use his question to explain more? Like, you would be...
That's what I was mentioning before. That according to this Mahalach, if we take this Mahalach, then the answer to Avi Hirschman's question from earlier would be different. Yeah, if you're Chayiv Kofar, that means the animal's put to death. It's Gambal of Yumas, but you know what? Ain't Lodomim. That's the way it seems to me. That the killing of the shore is integrally tied to the Chayiv to pay Kofar. Here, according to the way we're learning Rashi now, is that you really are Chayiv to pay Kofar. You are Chayiv to pay Kofar, but just accidentally Ain't Lodomim. Right? Is that what you're saying? Is that essentially what you were pushing for?
I think so.
Again, why is the baby different than the queen?
Because it's a baby.
So let's try to address that now. Why would you say with regard to the baby, ain lo damim, and by the kli not?
And that answers why Rashi had to say.
No, why did
because we said by the kli that if it breaks, you still have some use for it. You could use the shards of whatever it is, and you could use the pieces. You could put it back together, or maybe. But if the baby falls in the ground and splatters, and it's not gonna, you have no use for the baby anymore. Can't put the baby back together.
What Avi's saying is that you wouldn't look at the kli and say ain lo damim. You wouldn't say that. Why? Because at the end of the day, what do I have to pay you back? Whoever's responsible for breaking it, it's got to give you back a kli. So the kli, it's not that the kli has ain lo damim. The kli, as far as everyone else is concerned, still needs to be returned as a kli. So I see that the kli is something to speak of. Okay, Lamaisa, if the keli's broken, I can't give it back to you because it doesn't exist. But where it doesn't exist, I give you back to you the monetary equivalent. Don't say ain't lo damim. But where it's a baby, what's the payment for? What's the payment for? What's the kofar for?
Kofar is an atonement.
No, it's a kofar. It's instead of for the mazik.
Even if you say the main nizak,
that's just an assessment.
Exactly. Even if you say the main nizak, it's still in lieu of your responsibility or your chiyav misa. It's not really a full assessment of the
amount.
Exactly. It's not. It's not like I'm saying here, pay me the full worth of the kli. I'm not saying that.
So how does the Rabbeinu Yochanan view it then?
Well, one second, one thing at a time. Can't keep flim-flamming away. I'm trying to stay focused here within Rashi. So again, what we're trying to say for Rashi is like this: that really Rashi learns both Rabbi Shmuel ben Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, and the Rabbanon. That is to say, whether you learn Demei Mazik or you learn Demei Nizak, they both agree that this person is Chayev Kofar. However, Rashi says, if you learn that Kofar is a function of Demei Nizak, then what? Then Ein Lo Damim. There's Ein Lo Damim. And since Ein Lo Damim, therefore you don't pay it. But it's not that you're not Chayev in Kofar. Right? Okay, that's good. Now the next question you have to ask is, well, what's the difference between the cases of the Kalim and the case over here? No one says anything like that. We just say, okay, basar mikara, basar tavar mana, right? We don't say in lo damim over there. So why over here are we so convinced, or why is Rashi so convinced? What's the matter? Why are you angry?
It's the baby that he's carrying with. All this talk of the baby.
So angry. Trying to kill my baby. Right? Why is it that by the baby we're sure, or Rashi's sure, that there's ain lo damim, as opposed to the kli? So what we're saying is that you have to look at the nature of the payment for the two things, right? Isn't this what you were saying?
Yeah.
When you're paying for the keli, you're really returning a keli. You're returning the keli. But okay, the keli doesn't exist in its original form. Okay, so I have to give it back to you in a different way. Since that's the nature of the payment, I'm not going to say no damim.
It's not an atonement. It's a
mamona. It's a return. I'm returning the keli. I'm returning the keli that I took from you. It's almost like the Heshvus HaGzela. I took something from you without permission. I return it to you. All right. I reconstitute. It doesn't exist anymore in its original form. I got to give it back to you in the form of money. I'll measure it in terms of money.
But in that case, we're saying the guy who breaks it on the ground, he's not the one who took it.
It's not Ein Lo Damim. It's not inlo domim. The reason why I'm not paying to you is not inlo. It's not because of inlo domim. It's because we say basar meikar azlinan, and the reason why I don't pay is because he broke it. But it's not for that.
If not for that,
meaning if I would say basar mana tavra, basar tavra mana, then yeah, nachanami, I would pay. Here we're basically saying even if it was basar tavra mana, i.e. basar d'mei nizak.
I don't see why you wouldn't pay.
Which case? In the Kaylee case?
You just said with the Kaylee you would pay.
If you held Basar Mana Tavra, Basar Tavra right. Mana. Meaning if you hold that, it's the guy on the ground, is responsible.
Right. Because in that case, you're saying Basar Tavra Mana for the baby, you wouldn't pay.
That's right, because ain't no domin. Because ain't no domin.
I don't see why.
That's what I'm trying to explain. That's what I'm trying to bring out here. Even if you hold the main Niza, even if you hold that, I look at the injured party, the aggrieved party, the thing that was damaged, and that's how I determine the kofar. I'm still saying that what?
But
you're potter over here because ain't no damage.
Like it's not even a question anymore of the nizak. Like there's none of this is mentioned. The damage is caused. It's just talking about as a kapara payment.
That's right.
Well, does that mean that there is no nezek damage is being paid at all?
What I mean, sorry, play Shavas and Boshas for who? The dead baby?
The baby, family. It's kapara places nezek. Like, there is no nezek with people, there's just.
No, there is nezek for people where I damage you and now you're in bed for 2 months.
There's no nezek for murder or killing.
I don't believe so, no. You know, like, even in civil law, you have the criminal violation, it's either yes or no, and then. Then you bring a civil suit. I don't think we really have that. I think here it's intermingled. It's, right? You see that from all the principles. Kim Levin Rabbeinu. What's that? Exactly. Were they trying to go after him civilly now? Or they did go after him? Right. That was a big circus. I was in law school when that was going on. They love that.
What,
OJ? Yeah. It's like the biggest joke of the American legal system today.
Really?
I'm not embarrassed to say. I mean, I don't think anyone that...
Why? Is
Judge Ito. His name was Judge Ito.
Why does anybody care about
the
judge?
I was in college, actually, when it started. It wasn't in law school. It started when I was in college. I think it might have continued. But I was definitely in college when it started.
So this is what made Rose and
want to
be aware.
No, definitely like not. Definitely like, not. Okay, let's get back. That's right. I gotta do something else. I can't just do that. Let's try to repeat that last point. What we're saying is that the nature of the kofar payment is inherently different than the nature of the payment. I'm just kidding. It's not the same type of payment when it comes to main nizak and kofar. What do I say? Oh, ain lo damim. Lo havalei damim, Rashi says. What does that mean? Lo havalei damim. It means that the whole nature of the payment of kofar, right? Is viewed differently than the payment that's levied against me for breaking your vessel. And what we're saying is, if it were the case that you would say basar tavra mana, if you would say that, then yes, in hachinami, there'd be what for you to pay. Because you took a keli that was a keli. Now it's true, basar mana tavira tavar, yeah, that's because we hold basar meikara. But if you didn't hold Basam Ikara and you held that I was the cause, in fact, of the breakage, then yeah, you're not going to say Inlo Domin just because it was in flight. Why not? Why you say that over here by the baby? So we're saying is that the case, the payment of the kofar is different than the payment of the keli. It's not I'm not giving you back a person. When you charge me with kofar, it's not that I'm giving you back a person and I say, well, the person doesn't exist, so Inlo Domin. If that were the case, it should be the same thing as the keli. Let me read you the Lashon of the Birkas Avraham. I think addresses this basic question. Birkas Avraham on our Gemara, actually,
who
on Chavav, who is? So he raises this question and he says like this. If you look at the Machne Ephraim at the beginning of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Svilei the Chiyav HaTashlum B'Nizikin Eino Chiyav Kasef. It's not a penalty. It's not a money payment. I damage your property and I have to pay you. You don't look at it as a payment per se. El Yisodo Chiyav Hachzoras Keli. El the Shaman Zebe Kasef. I ruined your tractor. Right? What did I take from you? I took a tractor. What do I have to pay you? Give you back? I have to give you a correct tractor. I don't have a chi of mamon to you per se. I have a chi of to give back to you what I took from you. Okay, where that thing no longer exists, how do I mishire that? How do I measure that? Okay, so it's measured in terms of ksofim. So he wants to use that yisod of the Machne Ephraim, the classic sefer Machne Ephraim, to say that that's the principle that's working over here. Yesh lomar de legabe zar kli. When you throw a kli off the roof, the yisodo din mazik. So really, what am I now? I'm a mazik. I'm damaging your vessel. I'm damaging your property. As such, what must I pay you back? Give you back a kli. Kaylee. I ruined your tractor. I have to give you back a tractor. I throw your vessel off the roof. What do I have to do? I have to give you back your vessel that I threw off the roof somehow. He says, if that's the case, if that's the way we view the payment, im kain, lo ichbos le be'eze matzav haya kli im lo haya mana tevira. Chayav lahachzir lo kli. I don't care that it was, if not for the fact that we look to mana tevira, meaning if we, it's not for the fact that we mishire after basam ikara, what's the matter? Then what? What would you say? Haya mana tevira. So then chayav lahachzir lo kli, kayotzi bo. Right? If I look at it, what did I do? I threw your kli off the roof. That's it. I have to pay you back a full kli. I don't care that it was airborne now. The guy on the ground doesn't pay you back anything because, yeah, we don't go basar tavermana. We go basar meikara. But what do I have to pay you back? I pay you back a full kli. Ah, so very good. Hare boror deino machzir nefesh, but he says by kofar, and you go with the main nizak. If you're going to learn kofar the main nizak, meaning kofar the main nizak is basically the parallel to saying that you look to the last thing. In fact,
but then it's not, you're not comparing.
Saying they're different. 1 second. Hare boror deino machzir nefesh. It's not like returning the item. When I take your vessel and I break it, I'm returning your vessel. Okay, it's calculated in a monetary way. But when I kill a person and I have to pay kofar, I'm not giving you back the person. And I'm saying this is the full worth of the person. Instead, what is it? It's a monetary payment. Ba'alma. The kaven de matzavo kach she'ein konim osova ein lo domim lo shayach l'shalim alzeh. So now, since we don't have, if you're going to talk about the main nizak, if you're going to talk about the main nizak, you're going to calculate it based on the worth of the victim, not the main mazik. If that's the giving, just like if you would say basar tavar mana, you would say by the keli, yes, you do pay. Over here, when you say the main nizak, yeah, you do pay. Why do you pay? I'm sorry. You don't pay. Why don't you pay? Why don't you pay? Because ain't lo damim. Ain't lo damim means that, like Avram said before, when you throw a baby off the roof, that thing no longer has any kind of commercial, I don't want to say value, because that's a dangerous word, but it's ain't lo damim. It's ain't lo damim, meaning no one's, you can't look at that as something that has a,
can't be monetarily assessed.
Right, it's not marketable. It's not something you can make a kinyan on, or that is worthy of making a kinyan on. But the keli is still going to continue to have a value because the keli has to be returned as it is.
So how come you can't say return a slave, a baby slave? You know, buy a baby slave on the market and return it to this family.
Because you didn't kill a baby, you killed a fallen baby slave. It's different.
So then
no, because he's saying that's not the way we view. He's saying that's not the way we view kofar. Kofar is not, I'm not giving you back what I took.
Even if you're saying just the assessment value, I'm saying you can't assess the value of a fallen.
The assessment value is a separate question, how you assess it. But you have to start with what is the nature of the payment.
Right.
So the nature of the payment when I pay you back for a keli is I'm giving you back the keli. The nature of the payment of kofar is not that I'm giving you back a baby. It's I'm paying you a certain sum of money. What sum of money? Okay, that depends. May mazik to may nizah.
It's not based on the baby.
It's not that I really ever chiv to return the baby. Right? So therefore when I look at the baby mid flight, I say, oh, it's ain lo damim. Ain lo damim, therefore if I say d'mei nizak, I don't pay anything. But I think that was part of our problem also, that we looked at ain lo damim like saying it was dead already. Not necessarily saying it's like it's dead. Ain lo damim doesn't necessarily mean it's comparable to being dead. Ain lo damim means, did you guys discuss this? No, because Rashi could have just as easily used the term, if that's what he meant, Rashi could have easily used the term that it's a bar ketilah. It's like you kill a dead person. He doesn't say that. He's saying, ain't no dumb. He's not saying it's like...
But we didn't... We did do the nefesh too, I don't remember.
But my point is, I don't think they're necessarily meant to be equated, that's all. It's tempting to equate the two.
That's why it brings it up. But it doesn't work. No. They kind of just like drop the...
No, what I'm saying, when Rashi uses the language, halo, lo havi le domim, he doesn't necessarily mean that you killed a dead baby. That's my point.
Right, but, I mean, if it was really going to equate the two, then it would have just said, butzer mikar. The whole fact that it doesn't use...
Well, here it's machlokas. Here it's machlokas, whether you go d'mei mazik or d'mei nizah.
Why would it be a machlokas? If it's butter, mikar, or butter.
Because over here, the machlokas is not... The machlokas is about the kofar, how you pay the kofar.
Right, but I'm saying the fact that...
According to Rashi, everyone...
The kofar is not high of... The fact that we're saying he's always a kofar.
He's not... No, he's not a kofar. No, not that he's a kofar.
He's always...
high of to pay kofar. Say he is a kofar, it means something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I know. Why are those words the same? Is it spelled differently, or... when we were doing it in Mako...
Seems to support Rashi. So again, for tomorrow, before we move over to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you can, please take a look at the appropriate lines over here in the Milchamos Hashem, where he seems to take this approach, which supports the one we gave for Rashi today, and then we'll try to contrast that with our understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel. Dr. J, I'm sorry, you had a comment or question?
Yeah, where Rashi says, in Adamim, could he mean perhaps that there's no way to evaluate to estimate the value of, say, the baby?
Ain lo damim, the way the Mefarshim seem to understand it, seems to be specific to the ability to make a kinyan on it. Or is it the type of thing that person would make a kinyan on? So something like that is not konaable, and therefore ain lo damim, as opposed to the vessel, where that might not be the case. Yes?
So, kofar, according to Rashi, is...
Everyone's chayav kofar.
...independent thing from restoration of the value of the object.
Right.
It's an atonement payment or whatever.
That's right. Kofar is only applicable to human life. It's not applicable to chattel.
No, also...
inanimate objects.
Going back a couple of minutes, whether kofar is spelled with a kaf or a kuf.
Yeah.
In the Haggadah, I would say if the Rasha,
right,
the four sons, he says Koifer Ma'ikar, and that's spelled with a kaf.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't know maybe we could check out what the Shorash is. I don't know.